Notwithstanding Colonel Burns's failure to foresee that people would use the internet mostly to access porn and look themselves up on Google, his prescience was admirable. This same colonel is also widely believed, along with Jim Channon, to be the inspiration behind the recruitment slogan, "Be All You Can Be," and the related jingle that all but single-handedly transformed the Army's fortunes in the 1980s. Colonel Burns attributed his ideas to reading Jim's 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual. A lack of recruits had been the great crisis facing the Army back then. It was no wonder, now that General Shoemaker, a Jim Channon fan, was in charge of the U.S. Army, that these men would be enlisted once again to contribute their ideas to the new crisis, the War on Terror. Jim emailed to say that the General Shoemaker think tank rumors were true. The idea had come about, he explained, because Rumsfeld has now openly asked for creative input on the war on terrorism. Jim added that he didn't want me to contact General Shoemaker for a comment. I cannot bear the thought you would interrupt this man's important day with such a gratuitous request. Get a grip. This is media sickness and is grinding the world to a halt. I know you understand. But Jim did offer some information about his input into George W. Bush's foreign policy. The Army has requested my services to teach the most highly selected majors. The 1st Earth Battalion is the teaching exemplar of choice. I have done that in the presence of General Pete Shoemaker. I am in contact with players who are or have recently been in Afghanistan and Iraq. I have sent in exit strategy plans based on Earth Battalion ideals. I talk weekly with a member of a stress control battalion in Iraq who carries the manual and uses it to inform his teammates of their potential service contribution. Remember, the battalion mythology operates like folklore. It is passed on in stories, not assignments or real-world artifacts. The results are ubiquitous, infectious, but not archived well by definition. Although Jim professed no interest in the real-world artifacts inspired by him, scattered around the War on Terror, I had become somewhat obsessed with identifying them. Little pieces of the 1st Earth Battalion were turning up all over post-war Iraq. A former military spy I spoke to divided Jim's modern-day fans into two categories, the Black Ninjas and the White Ninjas, and that's how I came to see them, too.